Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Mike, we got a winner. We got a winner. Chicken
down
dinner.
My neck of the woods, outside. Harvey Slocum from Sonoy. Well, shoot, man, you can carpool with me. We'll go to the show September 19th. G&R are coming to Truist. More tickets later this week, Day-Day. We'll have more chance for you to see.
Welcome to the jungle, baby!
Welcome to the jungle! And Guns N' Roses coming to town.
Earlier today, we got something we got to play for you.
this is gold.
It really is, because this is the beauty of children. They don't care. Or they don't know. And not knowing and not caring can be the same thing when you talk about the ignorance of, hey, you probably shouldn't ask that this way. But we're going to play it for you. Before we get to that, let's talk some college football here, Mike. Before we get out of here, CFP rankings tonight. I got a call from my daughter this morning, and the call went like this. Hey, baby, good morning. What's going on? Who is Will Stein? I'm sorry? Who is Will Stein?
I know where this is going.
I said, what are you talking about? She goes, is he good or not? I said, what? Oh, Will Stein, the OC from Oregon who's taken over at Kentucky. That's how the morning started. And then we got into this long, drawn-out conversation about the jobs that were open. Who took what jobs, Mike? She was curious about who was good, who was not. That is how this morning started. He's at Oregon. He's going to coach the rest of the way through the college football playoff. He's a Dan Lanning guy, Mike. They brought him in at Kentucky to replace Stoops. I say that to say these moves have been crazy. And Mike and I have been talking about it all day. Bottom line is everybody feels like they got who they've wanted. Except for Penn State. And now I'm starting to believe, Mike, I'm looking around the college landscape and going, they got to go pluck somebody. They're going to have to go pluck somebody who maybe they might not have been interested in. The BYU coach, who was the, I guess, the top candidate, is apparently staying. We got word of that today. And when you start talking about this, you know, this movement around college football, you said earlier, for those who missed it, that James Franklin being fired there, you feel like the guy that is running all these pieces and Jimmy Sexton may be playing a role here?
Well, for what it's worth, it was Todd McShay's take, and it was on Bill Simmons' podcast, but he was talking about, you know, you look at where some of these coaches are going. Bob Chesney, for instance, going to UCLA. Mm. More logical fit and a better job is Penn State if you're going to go to the Big Ten. And Chesney, of course, has picked up where Cignetti left off with James Madison. I mean, he's kind of coaching in that Mid-Atlantic, Northern Virginia region. It just seems like, okay. Sataki, by the way, they said the big boosters at BYU were going to keep him in place. With all due respect to Sataki, I don't even think that's lexicon of what Penn State should be looking for. Now, if Josh Heupel is staying at Tennessee, who are you bringing in there to coach?
And Heupel put out a statement saying, I'm not interested in the job. Again, we will see, because it's hard for me to buy into this right now and say, that job, you're telling me you're not interested in Penn State? Okay, whatever. I got to wait to see.
I mean, this isn't Penn State after the Sandusky Paterno when Bill O'Brien had to come in there and basically do the best he could to turn it around. I mean, this is a program that has done everything but win the Natty, because Franklin has recruited well. He just hasn't coached well in the big moments.
All right. So what else is going on? The rankings tonight. What are you most interested in seeing what the committee does?
How are they
going
to screw Ole Miss? Okay. Because Ole Miss, it's, remember, guys, this is not about fair. This is not about competition. This is about a TV show. What they think is going to provide the best TV shows when it becomes nut-cutting time. And, again, Ole Miss is not going to play again until they're in this playoff because they're not in the SEC championship. So is that – do you value them more now that Charlie Weiss has been announced, was allowed to come back and coach the offense? Golding's going to be your head coach, the defense coordinator, great recruiter. But getting back to the College Football Playoff Committee, is that good enough to keep them in the playoff? Whereas Florida State losing a star quarterback was certainly not the same hot commodity. That's why they dropped him out of that Final Four.
Remember?
So the precedent is, regardless of what's right or where you're ranked and who you beat, if you don't have the same moving parts when it's playoff time, you may not get in.
Well, the interesting thing is all these two-loss teams, right? That's going to be what's going to be interesting about all of this. And to see, I want to see where Notre Dame is. I want to see where Miami is because it's going to give us a sense. Remember, Miami's not playing in their conference championship. You need some help to kind of get in. Those two lost teams are the ones that I'm really interested in who are not participating in their college football, you know, conference playoff or their conference championship games. But, Mike, we know this won't be set until next week. And we said this for Georgia fans who missed it this morning on our pre-show. Georgia can lose this Alabama game. They don't want to, but they're still going to be fine. If you beat Alabama, Mike, you have just knocked them out of the college football playoff because now you're talking about a three-loss Alabama team. And we do not believe, if you're going to put a three-loss team in, and this is not me being biased, that three-loss team is going to be Texas. They played five top 10 teams this season, and they went 3-2. If you're going to put a three-loss team in, then you have that argument. So that is why I don't think the committee wants to do that. It will be two lost teams, but not three lost.
I mean, Miami's going to be sitting there, you know, twiddling their thumbs. I don't know how they're going to approach Miami. The ACC did them no favors with their convoluted way of figuring out the tiebreakers. I mean, this Duke thing, with all due respect to Duke and Virginia, who the hell's watching that? You know, let alone the outcome. You know, Virginia, great story. Maybe they get a shot. But, you know, Miami, that to me, where are they going to go? We've talked about, you know, Vanderbilt saying, hey, we only got two losses. You know, Vanderbilt could say that.
That's right.
So, but we will see. Georgia, they've got to snap this Alabama thing. You know, the 0-4 against Bama in the SEC championships, 1-7, you guys know, for Kirby. The story we talked about with Connor Riley, it is such a tough situation when you've got to go up against a really rugged defense. We talked about Tim Keenan, what he brings as far as a nose tackle, and it's going to be the backup, Malachi Tolliver. You saw it, whether that was by design or just Bobo was going to keep it vanilla against Tech. I mean, all of a sudden now, using your pieces in the passing game, if you can't protect your quarterback, I mean, this could be really difficult. Connor doesn't like Georgia to win. And another thing, if you're Bobo, you got to get your playmakers involved. We talked about it. You've got to get Branch more than five touches.
I agree. It's going to be very interesting on
Saturday.
But how
do you get those touches if you can't protect Gunnar Stockton?
Well, that's the thing. You got to get it out of there quick. And real quick, Big Ten, they're in a good spot. Ohio State and Indiana are both undefeated. Somebody's going to lose their conference championship game, but they're still going to be highly ranked. And I would be doubtful that both of those teams drop that far. But here's the thing. You keep talking about Texas Tech. If one of these teams lose, and somebody's going to lose in that game, obviously, but Georgia, Alabama, then you start talking about, you know, the other matchups. Texas Tech is sitting there in a perfect spot, Mike, to move in and potentially be a top four team and get a bye.
They'd have two wins over a top. I mean, they're playing BYU twice.
Right.
And now BYU is ranked 11th. They were ranked 7th when they beat them.
They got to beat them again.
They lost to an unranked Arizona State, and they beat a 16th ranked Utah. But because Oregon beat, getting back to Indiana, you know, Indiana beat Oregon head to head. So they will not be slipping past Oregon if they lose to Ohio State. Only thing that would happen is if like, you know, Ohio State boat races them. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. All right, we got to play something fun for you because this happened on Andy and Randy today. They were doing a great job over at Choa interviewing the kids and talking to them, but they also had a chance to get a couple of Falcons on their show. At this particular moment, it was Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter. There was a young man, his name's Davion, who stopped by Andy and Randy, and they allowed him to join the conversation and ask a couple of questions. And this is how it went.
Why'd y'all fell off so bad?
why'd we what?
Fall off so bad.
Fall off. In the context of football?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question, man.
Man. Now, David, I want you to know, before you answer the question, like, everybody that's listening to us right now is giving you the biggest fist bump.
I don't care.
Everybody's loving it. Everybody's loving it. Everybody's
like, there's some, I don't really care.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you should, Davion. You should. All right, you should.
So that was Davion.
Davion is ready to be a member of the media,
dude. So that was question number one, and the kid's like, I don't care. But
he's as passionate as we are.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But he wasn't done, Mike. He was not done.
Davion's going to ask him another one.
Who do you think should be traded off your team?
Damn.
Trade deadline is passed.
It is passed.
He's ruthless. And this kid is ruthless.
Who are the players that had to ask this?
Craig and Nathan Carter.
Nathan Carter, Lenny Craig.
Poor Nathan Carter. Lenny Craig's a backup ticker, but okay.
No.
Oh, man, I love it, though. Young man has some questions. He wanted some answers.
Why y'all fell off so bad?
Why y'all fall off so bad? And he was like, excuse me? What do you mean? Are you talking about football?
Well, the five-game. You know, the five-game losing streak, and then you're not clutch. You can't close games.
Don't you want to ask me about my favorite food or my favorite song or my favorite TikTok dance?
We'll get to that later. Why aren't you maximizing Bijan and Drake?
How about my favorite color? My favorite color's red.
That's what you thought he was going to ask, right? What do you guys eat before the game? No. Why y'all fall off so bad? Great stuff with Andy and Randy. And those interviews, by the way, online at Odyssey.com if you want to go check them out. But that got us to chuckle. Mike Conti came in, and we were all laughing about it because...
Why'd y'all fell off?
Because it's... Mike, that's kids. That's kids.
From the mouth of babes, as they say. That's absolute gold.
All right, man.
I think we're going to... You know, we may see this young man in the media room
in
15 years or less.
I'd love to bring him up tomorrow.
I was going to say, you know, we can lead off with Rod tomorrow.
Wouldn't that be great?
Matter of fact,
play that.
Can that young man work with Squid Billy tomorrow, filling in for Carl? Is that doable?
Is this kid?
Davion and Squid has a nice ring to it.
Squid's not going to yell at a kid, though, huh?
I'll go hit some golf balls or work for the morning show, and you'll be in Europe.
This is so true. You deal with these people. Hey, man, we got to get out of the way. We got Chris tonight, Turtles, on the show, man. He's got a full ride. Seriously, I am going to be out for a week or so, and so you guys aren't tripping. No, I haven't been fired yet, but I will be out. Keep me updated on this Falcon situation, Mike, because, again, it would be this is how this works, and I'm being serious. Usually when I go away and take time, something major happens, and Mike ends up texting or calling me, you believe this? Last time it was a guy named Deshaun Watson in which we got involved with.
That was St. Patrick's Day weekend. I remember
Seriously.
That, yeah.
So it just never fails, but I don't. I hope that's not the case. I hope we win while I'm out and everything goes great. Go Dogs. I hope that's going to play out. But tomorrow up at Flowery Branch, it should be interesting with Raw. All right, man, we got to clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Why y'all fell off?
You might have to add that to. You might have to add that in there.
I just thought of it. It reminds me of the kid in Airplane. My father says you're really good, but you don't try hard unless it's the playoffs.
Kareem.
When he was talking to Kareem. Kareem. I'm out there busting my buns every night.
What do you know, kid? Thanks to our buddy Mike Lutzenkirchen for stopping by. Lutzy 43 is the foundation. It's Giving Tuesday, guys. Great stuff with him. If you missed that interview, again, online at Odyssey.com. Connor Riley breaking down the Dogs for us. And also our guys, the Water Boys, Be Rich, Trey, thanks for stopping by today. And we talked with Dave Archer as well. Listen, Arch says the special teams has been an issue. I think everybody knows it.
Hey, the coach, his own coach. The first question I'm going to ask Raheem tomorrow. You said your special teams are awful. Why haven't you fixed it? It's week 14.
Why'd you fall off so much? Hey, Big O, great job. Day-Day, executive producing. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man, they may have already had this in the works when Alex Golish decides to move up from USF to Auburn to keep DJ Durkin, but it's a good fit. DJ Durkin, the players like him. Did a nice job. Hell, almost beat Bama, right, Carl?
Yeah.
But Golish apparently winning over hearts and minds already in Auburn. I love seeing some of his pregame stuff. And after the game that ESPN had him in the locker room when they beat Florida, I think maybe, just maybe, they finally steadied the ship at Auburn to go out there and out-recruit Alabama.
You know what I did know, and maybe I should have? You guys know who the quarterback's coach is at Ole Miss? Who am I? I'm Joe Judge.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Joe Judge is the quarterback's coach at Ole Miss. Now, he stayed, and they put out this big thing about the coaches that have stayed, now including, obviously, Charlie Weiss to come back and help with the offense. But I was shocked, Mike. One of the funniest press conferences we ever have heard or witnessed was Joe Judge when he was introduced as the New York Football Giants head coach, and he comes in and his bravado, you want to know who I am? I'm Joe Judge, and this is what I'm about. Well, he...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
He surfaced. I had no idea he was in college football. Remember, he went to New England,
right,
and they attempted to make him the OC when Belichick was there.
I know you've never done this before, but we think you can do it.
Oh, my goodness. It just shows you, man. These guys resurface. Mm. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you had Younghoe Koo in fantasy football last night.
It's cold.
Davion's going to ask him another one.
Who do you think should be traded off your team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.